This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The jump in household incomes that we heard about earlier this week was reassuring, I guess you could say, a sign of post-financial crisis economic normalcy to some degree. And consumers aren't the only ones who want to get some of that back. Big banks are starting to chafe under some of the stress test rules that were put in place after you know what. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
It's no big surprise that many banks don't like the stress tests. They cost time and money, and if the banks fail, it can impact how much shareholders get. A new report out today says the process the Federal Reserve uses for coming up with the tests is so opaque it might be illegal. Hal Scott is director of the Committee on Capital Markets Regulation, which put out the report.
All the economic assumptions that they make with respect to this test, what they expect the rate of unemployment to be, what they expect the GDP level to be, none of that is put out for this notice and comment.
The industry group wants the Fed to be less secretive about what goes into the stress tests, but it has a reason for not telling the banks in advance what the tests will look like. So says Robert Hockett, a law professor at Cornell who consults with the Fed and other agencies.
The Fed is supposed to be envisaging nightmare scenarios to see how institutions would fare under them. You don't want to be sort of teaching these institutions to kind of play to the test, as it were. You want them actually to be passing a test.
The tests do seem to be making the banks more resilient, although the markets may not believe it. Natasha Sarin co-authored a Brookings paper out today. She says the banks are safer now because they have more cash on hand, but they are also less profitable.
And since they're less profitable, they're more vulnerable to adverse shocks. So the regulations that have made them safer have simultaneously, in a certain sense, made them more risky.
Sarin says they are doing better, but not necessarily where they need to be. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.